Yankala, it's so good to see your face again. I'm so happy you're here. And trust me, the Ribbono Shel Olam is ecstatic, ecstatic. Whatever joy I'm experiencing in seeing you, which again, I know it's hard to believe, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is infinitely happier than I am to see us together going through the palace that he wants to live in more than anything. Oh my gosh, that's very, that's good. That's nice. Appreciate the good word. Appreciate the good word. Oh wow, I was coming in ready to like just, I guess I wasn't like gonna break down, but I was feeling heavy. I was feeling a little heavy. But that that woke me up a little bit. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, and not that, not that my problems are all cured, but I appreciate that. Side note, Yankel and Rabbeinu aside, like this is the emes, right? When we open up Likutei Moran, this is the greatest nachas that Hashem can possibly have. This is the sefer of the Tzaddik Yesod Olam. Like it's Noira Neiros, we can't possibly fathom what it means to sit and to open up Likutei Moran. Impossible to understand. Okay, back to our sessions here. Okay, let's jump in. Let's jump in, Yankala. Let's jump in. You said you came in heavy, and I'm happy I was able to, relieve some of that, but what was that heaviness? It's hard to pinpoint. Rebbe, I appreciate you asking and wanting to help me. It's hard to pinpoint. I feel like let's walk into the next room and maybe it'll spark something. Maybe it'll help me understand. Good. Yeah, I'm starting. Yankel, I'm starting to. I'm noticing that you're noticing that each room is not just the beauty of like, Hashem loves you and give Valdik and give Valdik and give Valdik. But each room is able to diagnose in a certain sense and clarify, like you said, you came in with heaviness. So a lot of the heaviness comes from not really knowing where our heaviness comes from and how to fix it because we can't diagnose it. But you're noticing now that this is the really, I guess, the entryway, the doorway into each room is that. Bravo. So yeah, good idea. Let's walk in. Let's jump in, and feast your eyes. It's a big room. Before we walk in, it's a big, big room. A lot of twists and turns, a lot of sub rooms, side rooms, places to go and get lost. But I'm gonna try and make a real string of everything, and to keep us on track because only in that way can the full. Can you really get the full effect? Can really feast your eyes and taste the beauty. So yeah, let's walk in and let's see what's bothering you, Yankala. Vitzorich lahamshich arichas yamim l'toicha malchus sheloi tihyeh bebechinois harabonus mekaberes es ba'aleha. We need to draw Arichas Yamim into Malchus so that we don't fall into Rabbonus Mikaberes as Baaleh. Does that resonate? Is that your problem? Yeah, that's exactly. That's what it was. All right. I'm in Rabbonus Mikaberes as Baaleh, so now I need Arichas Yamim into Malchus. Duh. That's exactly it. I can go home. No. I'm fully soymich on you right now to open this up for us. Okay, great. Let's jump in. Rabbonus mikaberes baaleh literally means that a rav, a person in a position of rabbonus, is buried by his own profession. Okay, but obviously, you're not a rav, so it can't be that's what it that's your issue. the sefer is relevant for every single person. Whether you're the greatest mekubal of all times and you know all of Shas and all of Likutei Moran and all the poskim and you're the biggest genius in the world, or if you are a person who's just constantly drawn to do sins and everywhere in between, you know, like the, you know, you're a balabos from Tinek, you know, or a middle of the road avrich and some random kolel in Yerushalayim. Like, I'm speaking to everyone, you know. So Rabbonus Mikaberes is Baalel. According to the way that we are going with this Torah, which, just to quickly catch ourselves up, you know, everyone has their Malchus. A Jew is sent into the world, a place that's not screaming Hashem Echad, right? The world, static, dead, and surrounded by people that are static and dead, and surrounded, and things happen to you that, again, we know the truth of truth is that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. Every single thing is completely run by Hashem, and not just like from above. Every single thing is filled with Elokus, every single thing, but that's clearly not what we are seeing and experiencing here. So everyone was sent into a world that looks the way that it does right now, their world, and was given their mission, their malchus, their shlichus in the world. That's original to them. It's broken when we decide we need something and want something for ourselves and aren't just allowing Hashem and going with the way that Hashem runs my life. All of a sudden we decide this thing is something that I need and you're dead, right? That's up until now pretty much what we got up to. We said everyone has a Malchus Beis Galia and a Malchus Beis Kastia, right? That even people that you're not necessarily with right now and connected to right now, whenever you strengthen yourself, you know, and take a step away from, you know, ultimate 100% sadness towards 93% sadness, you fix the world, you elevate the people that are connected to you. Because we all have this malchus that's hidden. We're all part of Neshama Achas. That was also there and also true. Ultimately, we're trying to live with the notion that we have a mission in the world and that we're incredibly important to Hashem. Yoimam v'layla, 24/7, we have a mission as Shlichas Hashem. And you came in hot, you know, in the last session about, you know, you're succeeding and you're doing great, and that's wonderful. And that's when I, you know, I spoke real with you. I spoke strong with you that you need to continue and you need to keep going. And, you know, don't sign yourself up now on the list of, you know, matzlichim and I don't need Rabbeinu anymore. I'm finally learning. Like, no, that's not how it works. I'm finally succeeding. I don't need chizik anymore. Like, you come here, I'm willing to tell you how you have done nothing, right? Meaning to say how you have so much more to do and to fix and to be, you know, and to be there and to do your mission. It doesn't end until you're not in the world anymore. That's it. It just doesn't end. Does not end. And the mission being finding the Ribbono Shel Olam wherever you go and whatever is happening in your life. And if you make a bracha, it should be a bracha that's with malchus, a bracha with purpose, a bracha that you are very aware of and that you believe completely gave Hashem incredible nachas. And that way you reveal Hashem in the world, your mamlech Hashem in the world through your bracha on the food that you're about to eat. You don't see it anymore as empty, static, lifeless, just something to plug me up, tastes good, keeps me busy and keeps me stop thinking about all of my other issues and anxieties. No, now the food is also purposeful, right? Okay, I see you're a little bit recoiling like last week, and it's natural. Actually, you tell me why. You know, what's that in your words? No, because now, you know, now that you're telling me this, I feel like, can I ever just like bum out? Am I allowed to just bum out? Well, yeah, you know, in the moments where you feel wiped and bummed out, you have to bum out in the way of Malchus Hashem. There's no, it's not like, oh, I'm bumming out now, I'm not involved in my mission anymore. It's no, there's some days where Ribono Shalom is manig you to be bummed, to bum out and to be tired and to you know, whatever you do on a bum out day, but do it with purpose. Bum out with purpose. Find Hashem in it. Don't just see emptiness. See Hashem running everything around you. You're sitting on a couch eating nachos. I know that's a very, like, you know, movie-esque picture of bumming out, but, like, the nachos are from Hashem. It could be very simple. Very, it should be very, very simple. You end up on a beach, you know, for one afternoon, right, with your kids. You're hiking in the ocean on the beach. You're relaxing in the chair. You get home and you want to swear on your life that, like, you have zero reason right now to be alive, to be, like, truly alive. My day was a waste, right? What did I do today? You didn't wear tzitzis today at any point of the day? You didn't make a bracha at any point of the day? Like, you have zero excuse to be just empty and void of anything. And of course you're going to fall into that, but, like, the recovery time, what's the recovery time? You know, person who's living with Palace 56, who's been through the palace, has seen the beauty and just can't deny it, they recover quickly. Yeah, they go 15 hours with no thought of holiness, empty thoughts about nothing, worries, mostly worries. Yeah, they go a few days, 3 days without Torah. A person who never went through Palace 56, after 3 days of just bombing out, they're dead. That's it. Empty. You've been through and tasted the beauty of where we are right now. Your recovery time is like, okay, I'm Mamlech Hashem, and I fell to this place, in this spiritual place. I don't mean like this physical place, you're still on your couch, but spiritually I fell to this level where I have the ability to be Mamlech Hashem in a place that no one's ever been Mamlech in before. It's an incredible ability right now. And I believe it. I was with Rabbeinu HaKadosh in Palace 56. No one on earth knows more than Rabbeinu, and or ever will. And he told me that I have every kol echad ve'echad Yisrael has a malchus at every moment. Some days you're soirer just bebeso. Some days you're just rule. You know, your mission's on the plate in front of you. And some days you have this incredible mission that you're going on, this journey that you're traversing in Torah and Tefillah. Some days you're really, really knowing, like, who you are. And the power of every single thought that you have. Some days you're just not there. So that fear of, like, oh gosh, I have this malchus, could I ever just bum out? Like, you shouldn't be afraid of that. You should be afraid of, like, why would you bum out? Like, without Malchus Hashem, you're just going to end up sad. You're just going to end up, you know, trapping up your malchus and not being able to, like I say here, Rabbonus Mikaberis is Balea. That position of power, which just means that you want something, like you want it to look a certain way, you want to manipulate your life situation right now, you know, without recognizing first and foremost that Hashem was manding me right now to a bum out day. Like, I can't right now, I'm tired. Tired of what though? Like, you're tired because you have these, like, standards of Rabbanus, of, like, manipulating your quote-unquote your congregants, which means, like, your life situation, you know, your schedule, your Seder Hayom, manipulating it to look a certain way, and now you're exhausted because, like, I've just been stuck in this Rabbanus and, like, just trying to run things. Running anything. You don't want anything. You have a shlichus. That's it. You have a mission. Your life is your mission. As it looks. And this is the tocha. This is the idea of rebuke that I'm getting into, that this room is going to open up for us. That we're able to avoid Rabbonus mikaberes es ba'aleha. We're able to avoid that. How? Right, we're able to avoid that. And by the way, does that speak to where, you know, the heaviness that you feel, you know, that you mentioned earlier? Oh, 1,000,000%. You know, I'm just exhausted from the need for recognition, I guess. Like, I can't find sipuk nefesh. I can't find fulfillment and satiation just being alone and because I know, like, because I've spent time with you, I know, like, I do so many good things every day. Like, it's pretty much unavoidable. It's impossible to not do, you know, by 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 good things. It's almost impossible. You have to work really hard. But, like, I guess the problem is, like, Rabbonus Mikaberis is Bale. Like, no one recognizes me for that. Like, I'm a Rav, just, you know, a Rav. I'm not talking about now either the position, but in the way that you're bringing out Rabbeinu, a Rav is someone who's getting the recognition, and that creates that standard for him. And I guess that's where I'm at, which is that need for recognition, you know, manipulating my day to put myself in positions where I am getting recognition, and it's just, you know, like you said, it's exhausting. Or the Gemara you brought down, Mikaberes, it's just burying me alive. Wow. Yeah, no, that resonates. That speaks to me. So, okay, give me the goods. Like, what's Vitzarach Lahamshich Arichas Yam Latecha Malchus? Like, I mean, I want in. Okay, so here's the secret. The secret's in Teichacha. It's in rebuke. That's the secret. Secrets in Tochacha. Look around this room, Judah. You see everywhere, Tochacha, Tochacha. But okay, how am I Moichiach? How do I do Tochacha? How is Tochacha not become something that's bitter and horrible and scary and musser? And this room holds the answers. This room holds the answers. The secret is in Tochacha, and this room holds the answers to what that means, what Tochacha is, and the way that we're going to, you know, live with holy rebuke, holy tochacha. And by holy, I mean like chiyus, simcha. Like tochacha that gives you incredible chiyus. And sorry, just to keep clarifying and clarifying, chiyus just means like your thoughts are so incredibly clear about who you are, klape, the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's chiyus. That's real chiyus. That's real chiyus. Knowing your value, knowing how incredibly chashiv you are to Hashem. And not just posting it on Instagram, you know, every third day and or tweeting about it, or, you know, even saying it over at the Shabbos table, avart about it. I'm not, trust me, look around. There's not a lot of artlach here in this palace. I promise you. Can look in every corner. You won't find Vartlach here. I'm talking about living with it in your mind. Having an actual brain, and not just any brain, my brain. My brain, which in truth is the brain of Klal Yisrael. The brain of the Tzaddik Emes. The Das of the Tzaddik Emes. The thought process of the Tzaddik Emes. Is the true brain of Klal Yisrael, when we're viewed as a guf echad, when we're viewed as the Shechina Kedosha, ki'ilu Klal Yisrael makes up the Shechina Kedosha. When we're viewed like that, I'm the das. That's my position. I'm running the brain. Okay, so like, what about my brain? Like, you're always telling me to be my, you know, to me, I have my personal shlichos in the world, and now, like, I have to have your brain. So, I don't, like, how's that work? No, Jan, it's a great question. I'm just, you're viewing it, your view is mistaken. It's a mistaken view. You having my brain doesn't mean you're now me, and, like, you have to move to Uman. Having my brain means, like, I'll say it differently. Your brain, when you're relying on your brain and your brain alone, that's the main problem of tochacha. That's the main problem of tochacha that I'm dealing with here, which is like, how do I live with rebuke and tochacha? What does that even mean? Like, I have to go to a shir every day now? I have to listen to 3,000 Rav Weinberger shirim? But tochacha is just the reality of our brain. It's just the reality of our brain. That's what our brains are. Our brains are a rebuke center, a center for rebuke, which is my great-grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, said about himself that he came into the world, his mission was to uproot the angry Lamdin, essentially to teach us what real rebuke is and how to live with proper rebuke. Rabban Shal Yisrael, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, wanted to, meaning his sole purpose was to remove the anger of tochacha, the anger that we give to ourselves, us being constantly angry at ourselves, rebuking ourselves with musr upon musr upon musr. And my number one Talmud, Rav Nosson, he's my co-architect to these palaces, but he, in Palace 56, worked on such incredible infrastructure here and really built it out more and more and more. So in some of the additions he made in Lakutei Halachos, he has a halacha that's connected to this Torah. He wrote it on this Torah, explaining this Torah. And in that halacha, he brings out how I never give musar. I once asked Rav Nosson, this is in Chaim Aran, I once asked Rav Nosson, have I ever once given you musar? Ever once? I don't give musar. This is not talking about musar. Rebuke is, in my program, you know, like we said, you're here for the long haul, right? This is my program. Rebuke is a reality that's mechaya when honed, when polished, when worked on, when recognized what it really is. Because Baal Shem Tov, who came and said he's uprooting the angry Lamdin, never uprooted anyone. He never yelled at anyone, and he never killed anyone. He brought a light into the world, the light of proper tochacha. Of tochacha that's mechaya, that gives life, that wakes a person up to really, really, really recognize who they are and recognize what's going on in the world. Like, what's really going on in the world? And then to take all of that and to put it deep into your life, to put it into every relationship, to put it into every life experience, event that you've had and things you've experienced, to put into every mitzvah that you do, but to really live with that tochacha properly. Because again, our brains are constantly giving us tochacha. And when we rely on our brain, back to what we were saying before, when we rely on our own brain, it's a tochacha that is murderous. It's so damaging. It's so filled with musr. It's worse than Hamas. It's worse than Hamas. Oh, now that you mentioned Hamas, Rabbeinu, and meaning you mentioned Hamas with this idea, is I saw, I'm not commenting on politics or anything, I'm just saying I saw this medrash in Parshas Noach. And thank you, you're really bringing this out for me. I saw this medrash in Parshas Noach about what the difference is between Gezel and Chamas, because the Dor HaMabul, it describes the Dor HaMabul with both of those adjectives. They're involved in Gezel, it's verbs. They're involved in Gezel and Chamas. So Medrash explains that Gezel means that they stole things that were Shaveh Pruta, that were had value and that were worth at least a pruta. Whereas chamas, right, v'timoleh ha'aretz chamas, it says about the Dor HaMabul, were thefts of things that were less than a shava pruta, so they just wrote it off like this is, it's not valuable at all, and that's nothing. But so now that you're saying what you're saying, and that you just mentioned, like it's worse than, we are so much crueler to ourselves than Hamas. I guess what I'm trying to say is that Hamas is basically trying to, again, not politically, in our lives, in Avodas Hashem, is trying to convince us that we're less than a Shava Pruta, and we basically just walk into their hands, like, okay, take me, kidnap me. Like, you're right. I mean, Hamas comes to us and says, like, get in here. Oh, and we're just like, oh, yeah, no, I'm invaluable. Yeah, like, I deserve to be taken and not to live a normal life. Not to live a life, b'chlal. Because I'm less than a Shava Pruta. I'm nothing. Wow, Yankala is a Yofi. I love that. That's beautiful. It's Emes Lamiso. And when we start to understand what it means, like, we'll take a taste of it at least right now. L'hamshich arichas yam l'toicha malchus is the opposite of that. It's to start to, at least to start to recognize that even things in our lives that are pachos mishave pruta, or even us as people, when we feel pachos mishave pruta, when we're living with das, when we're not buried, lo aleinu, we're mamshich arichas yamim into our malchus, which again, we'll see later on, means das. And of course, we're going to understand how to do it and what it brings us to and how it helps us avoid rabbonus mikaberes pa'alea, right? Which is the loss of your shlichus, the loss of your recognition that I have a mission in every moment of my life and everything that I experience and touch and think and say and do and conversation I have and business and Torah, tefillah. My mission to bring Hashem into the world. So when we start to live with the Das, then more and more and more, ad kedei, things that are less than a Shavu Pruta. Because a person is so quick to say, like, ah, what did I do? I did nothing. I did nothing. Right? Gezel's at least a Shavu Pruta. Hamas is less than a Shavu Pruta. So we're trying to come to this place where our malchus is a ben chorin, or freed. Amen, v'amen, v'amen. To get to a place where everything in our life, even things that are less than a Shavu Pruta, you made a movement, a motion, with Hashem. You moved your arm, you moved your fingers with the Rabbono Shel Olam. Things that are worth nothing. And some people think that they learn 8 hours a day, they think that's less than a Shavu Pruta. But we're trying to get to that place where we just let that go to Rabbono Shel Olam. We recognize how valuable it is, how crucial to the mission of Hashem's creating of the entire world is my pachos mishavu pruta. My seemingly invaluable thing that if I'm going with my brain and I'm not letting you run the headquarters of my brain, the mothership of all of Klal Yisrael, the brain, or I'm inclined to just, what was that? Write it off. I let it get stolen. I don't need it. Take it. It's less than a Shavu Pruta. Right? Okay. So we're not going to go further right now. Yankala, we're going to stop here for today and we should only hear good news. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Rabbeinu. That's amazing. Amazing. Tochacha. To live with that rebuke. In the rebuke of the tzaddik, not the rebuke of Musar, of doing a spodless and then telling Hashem basically, yeah, that was really not so good. but getting Das, getting real Das. Okay, I'm excited for what's in store. This room is so far. It's breathtaking. So thank you, and I'm excited to continue traveling with you.